Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And for most Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I do a live radio show with a friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had a little bit of distractions positively. We've both been doing a little bit of traveling during the summer months. I was visiting family. She was doing the same thing. So we are back alive. And I know that when I first heard Jody Bear, I knew that she would make a very big difference in my life. She would be someone, I knew she was super duper sharp. I knew she knew a lot about health and nutrition. She's, you know, unbelievable when it comes to home-based businesses and everything else like that. But most importantly, I always knew I can get the straight scoop by dealing with Jody Bear. So if I have a problem with either myself or somebody else, I know she can't quote-unquote give medical advice, but the reality is she gives great nutritional supplement advice, and it's been excellent so far for me in a lot of different areas, whether it's my eyes or digestion or anything else that's going on. She's got some great information. She's talked a lot about weight loss. I think she's helped people lose, I don't know, a couple of tons. I think that's the way to say it positively. She's helped a lot of people lose a lot of weight, made a lot of major differences with a lot of really cool people. Many of them have been guest hosts here on our radio show. But tonight, we're going to be talking about something that I know literally nothing about. And I don't know, but I hope my lack of knowledge has been well-founded, because all I know is that some of my, I'm not even going to say how they're related because they might listen to one of my radio shows ever, but some people that I know that are somewhat close to me genetically have been eating this stuff, and I'm like, that looks like stuff I wouldn't touch, and I know you're this vegetarian, and like, you know, I kind of get the whole thing, but this doesn't look like it does anything. So it looks like the stuff that I'd find on the bottom of something that I'd be scraping off and throwing away that would probably not be very good. So we're going to see if I am right or wrong. So Jody Bear, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Yes, and today it's just a what the hell. We're going to talk about kale. That's what we're going to do. But for those of you that are out in Radio Land, it is my honor and my distinct privilege, Peter, to say that next month we will have created our seventh anniversary.
That's crazy.
7 years that we've created this radio show each and every week. And yes, Peter, we're coming up to almost 1 million pounds lost with weight loss. But
wow.
It didn't start out. This little girl from Montana, my background was one of just a classically trained vocal musician. But how I started this, and I really want to just go back to the little girl who was 3 years old that had my tummy hurt. I didn't know why. My tummy hurt, and I said, Mommy, I can't go potty. I was 3 years old. I was having an absolute physical reaction because my dad had just suddenly passed away. My mother, in her pain, her emotional pain, gave me a hot water bottle, and it soothed my tummy. From that visceral, physical malady, the reason that I became a health coach and nutritionist and really found my way through this, having, now we talk about the diagnosis is not your prognosis, but one of the main reasons why I became a health coach and a certified health coach, holistic nutritionist, ABD, because of gut issues. I had it from the time that I could ever remember. But this is what I know, that with my mother, and those of you that have heard my story know that I went in, I was absolutely, absolutely, my mother was my everything. My dad died when I was three. Here I am, after singing the concert stages of the world, I find myself with my mother, who is diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. They gave her 6 weeks to live. And frankly, I became relentless. I remembered that hot water bottle. I remembered just feeling that I needed something that I wanted to give back to her. And what I found with these holistic treatments that allowed her body, even as sick as she was, to give her not 6 weeks, but almost 3 years length of life. Those same protocols came in, were integrated into me at that time. Here I'm giving my mother coffee enemas for her liver, and we would have jokes twice a day, and I said, you know, you diapered mine, now I'm giving an enema to yours. Digestive issues, that's what people have. So much, it's pretty pervasive. And that's why I wanted to bring this Hail for Kale to you, because when people are stressed, see, my body, when I was a three-year-old little girl, was stressed. What have we felt this last 18 months? It's been crazy stress. So just because we believe nutrition, well, one size fits most, like Spanx on a woman, is not necessarily the case. Kale is a great food, and it's, boy, it's the new millennial green, but hail no for kale. And some people, it's hail for kale. It's very good, but you need to listen to the signs of your body. And if you have any of these predispositions that I'm going to be going over in just a minute, when we take our commercial break, then you might want to rethink this. This is going to be a two-part series, really, really, because then I'm going to give you the alternatives. And I've never, ever, ever, Peter Mingles on this show, given you the reason and the science behind the Green Miracle Drink. My signature piece that I've used for decades with my health coaching clients, why this really is a miracle drink. And when you do this, because I developed this to help my tummy as I got older. I didn't know that it was going to make a difference, but there is a reason for everything. Nutrition is a science. It's just not going to the grocery store. Nutrition is a skill. Just like anything else, riding a bike or seeing these Olympians do their things at the highest rate that people do things. But it's specific for you. So it is with my great delight that we come back with Hail for Kale, but I really would be remiss that I didn't give our listening audience a little bit of an update. When I said hell no, and I had to take a drink on this because every time I talk about this, it makes my heart pound. And it makes me cough. Yes, we have been working vigilantly to stop HouseBill2668.com. If you're listening to a replay, this may be old news, but if you're listening to it live, I'm asking every person on this radio show to go to www.StopHouseBill2668.com. I will be flying out tomorrow, going up to Lexington, being at Mitch McConnell's office, now gone from the House to the Senate, and we will be meeting in Rand Paul's office on Tuesday. Join me, not just for Jody Bear's business, but for American small business. This must not stand, and how America goes, so goes the world. So let's learn about how we can make a difference, not only in our activism, but also the active ingredients for tonight. As we say, hail no or hail for kale, depends on which side that you need to be on. Peter, we'll be back after this commercial break.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Jody Bear. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Health Coach Joe D. If you go to healthcoachjoed.com, you'll be able to hear or see the different things. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Joe D, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows, including the ones that we've done relative to this House bill. And Joe D, I know that we were off for a couple of weeks because we were both traveling or doing stuff. So I gave us extended time on this radio show so you could take as much time as you need. So back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And yes, why this is so important, and, you know, there are seven major side effects of kale. And to give you a little bit, and what we're going to do is we're going to give you a background and what it is. And, you know, everything has its diversion. Well, it's a green leafy vegetable. And when, Peter, when you were talking about that, it looks like something on the bottom of your the bottom of your garbage can because of the crinkliness of the leaves. It doesn't do well in a blender when you juice. You really, really got to do it first. If you're going to have some kale, I suggest that you use the baby kale and baby spinach because the little leaves will get stuck in your throat, okay? It is more like a leaf cabbage than it is a spinach, okay? It's closer to wild cabbage. It started with growing actually in Europe. But it's got some health and beauty benefits that are amazing because it's got a lot of vitamin A, E, and C. So it's very good for your skin. A lot of antioxidants, a lot of phytonutrients, polyphenols for sure, and fiber, okay? Now, but consuming kale in moderation is key, okay? And it eliminates the risk, see? If too much, you think, well, isn't this the American thing? If a little is good, well, a lot is a whole lot better. Not necessarily. Okay, now, it gives you energy. It's got very low carbohydrates. It's very good for cholesterol, by the way. It's a dietary fiber, which will help you stay regular. It's got tons of calcium, magnesium, manganese, copper, iron. We can go on phosphorus, selenium, folate, especially, as I said, the vitamin A, E, and C, which is great for your skin. Vitamin K2, we've heard a lot about this in the COVID era, and it's got riboflavin, all your B's, and your carotenoid and lutein. Okay, that's great. So a little goes a long way. I'm talking about if you're looking at a whole salad, maybe a fourth of a cup of kale, and you'll be fine. See, because too much, these are the side effects. It can cause dry mouth, dehydration. Personally, and I'm going to get into this in a minute, every time I eat kale, I have to cough. I was having a little bit in a smoothie I was just finishing up before we got on the radio show. And Peter, that's why I was coughing. It gets stuck in my throat, okay? See, it's got diuretic properties, which it will absolutely flush out your kidneys for sure. But during urination, because it's got so much of a diuretic property, you may not lose the toxins for your kidneys, all right? You see, that's why if you lose too much water, you don't get that flush in your kidneys like you'd like. That's why you get dry mouth. I've had clients that have rapid breathing, rapid heartbeat. Eating too much kale gives you those sunken, kind of like the Keen doll eyes that you sometimes see. And the dehydration thing is really, really important. Remember, our bodies are 70% water. So we need that water for our liver and for our kidneys. If there's too much dehydration, then you can be in trouble. So I would say if you've been eating a cup of kale or you make a kale salad, make it a half a kale salad, okay? Now, too much dietary fiber, this is number two, is bad for your stomach. I mean, when you consume a dietary fiber, and everybody thinks of like Metamucil, Benefiber, or psyllium husk, that's great. But too much does the opposite as well. So there's laxative properties in kale as well. And it absolutely will make your bowels very, very loose. So not only do you have a situation of too much kale, it will dehydrate you, but it'll give you It will give you a real loose stool, and it will give you some real gas, okay? Kind of like eating the black beans. You ever go to a Mexican restaurant, and you're going, oh, I guess I've had some really bad deals. But for myself, and the reason I told my story about having tummy ache, my first childhood memory, and here my tummy hurt, I couldn't go potty. I was constipated. I was having that visceral, physical reaction to my dad's sudden death, okay? That abdominal pain was irritable bowel syndrome. That if you have abdominal pain, eating too much kale will make the gas and make it too much fiber, and it will be contraindicated for you, all right? So just keep that in mind, that too much dietary fiber, too much dehydration, okay? Number three, that you may have an allergic reaction, which, you know, I'm gluten-free, I'm dairy-free, because I have a reaction to dairy. I need you to just, you've heard me say on this radio show before that milk is like cow puff. I don't drink milk, haven't drunk milk for years. I mean, almost 35 years. Didn't agree with me, okay? Everything has some kind of an allergic reaction, but the things that kale can do, remember, it's great for your beauty, it's great for your skin, but if you're allergic to, these, as we call it, these cruciferous vegetables like cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, asparagus, then you probably will be allergic to kale, all right? So just avoid it. See, it comes about with swollen, puffy eyes, runny nose, itchy throat, itchiness in the eyes, skin rashes, nausea. I've already talked about that, abdominal pain and bloating. So just discontinue or work it in slowly, all right? Now, kale is not good for pregnant and nursing women for the same reason. So let's talk about, you know, we know that there are, you know, folate and folic acid, and all of those are very, very good for pregnant women. Well, why wouldn't that be the case? Well, see, there are antioxidants that are for pregnant women and protect the mother and the fetus in her womb are free of radical damage. The antioxidants are radical free. Well, because of the nature of the way kale is with the leafy vegetables, it's going to have some free radicals. It's going to have some great antioxidants, but there's going to be some free radicals. And that baby is precious cargo. So folate or folic acid in kale improves brain development. That's true in babies. But, and also it the all of these, as I say, the folic and folic acid, that's why pregnant mothers take that, because it prevents the baby from having spina bifida and having a healthy spine, okay? Other nutrients are good, you know, for a pregnant woman: zinc, iron, selenium, magnesium, okay? But dietary fiber, the dietary big fiber in kale is not so good for pregnant women. Think about it. If there's too much roughage going through that, that's going to upset the baby now, isn't it? Just, you know, kind of, if moderation is key and common sense is even better. The same with a nursing mother. You know, if something is upsetting you, I'll never forget, because I love everything tastes better with Tabasco on it with me, even creme brulee, okay? So I'm having Tabasco. And I have a very laid-back first baby with Carl, my firstborn. And I had some Tabasco on my eggs. He kept me up for all day and all night because it was too much spice. The same thing can be for kale with your baby that you're nursing. Okay. See, too many antioxidants are bad for our health. They just are. See, you can overdo vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K. They've even said that over 10,000 units, as we were doing this for our immunity in the COVID era, that over 10,000 units was too much. So see, just because, well, this is really good, I'm doing a whole lot more, is not necessarily a good idea. Okay, so kale just, it protects. Now, the one thing it does do is it protects our cells and our tissues from oxidative stress. That's a good one. It also is a cancer minimizer, especially with colon cancer. Fits because it'd be dietary fiber. Just do it in smaller doses, okay? See, the larger quantities of antioxidants will, well, they target your cancer cells, and they take down healthy cells as well as the cancer cells, all right? So let's talk about, I've got two more here. And they're, number six is the risk of hypoglycemia. I tend to have sugar spikes. I just have spikes all over the place. I'm very sensitive. I don't drink caffeine because if I had caffeine, it would be like Hiroshima and Nagasaki taken off, okay? If I do, if I'm not traveling, like tomorrow I'm getting up at 4 in the morning to get on the airplane, I will have caffeine. It works real fine. Okay. Kale is good for people with diabetes because it has a low glycemic index. But if you have a glycemic index of 15, kale increases the sugar bloodstream at a slower pace. Well, that is very good because then it prevents those spikes in your blood sugar levels. And it helps actually somebody who has diabetes. But excessive intake of kale will make those sugar spikes go up, and it will be an adaptogen for other things that you take, even whether it's an orange or a grapefruit or some grapes. It will make that sugar, it will just, because it's like a magnet. Remember, it's that antioxidant, but it's also got free radicals. It takes in. It's a very inclusive kind of, I'm just say it's kind of like a social vegetable because it takes things in, and you want to be, oh, so nice to it. So then it takes in the sugary particles, which are in any food. Well, if you're hypoglycemic or you're diabetic, you're going to have some sugar spikes and decreases. All right. Now, the last one, you know, you've got some vasodilation that happens with potassium. Okay. Now, potassium is a vital mineral. I know when I was running my crazy distances and doing all these marathons, I would have two bananas a day because I needed my potassium. See, the vital potassium, this vital mineral in kale, it relaxes our blood vessels. It improves blood circulation just like those bananas did. And it relieves hypertension or high blood pressure. But once again, moderate it so it doesn't get so slow that you have the slowness of everything and it can't make you go. Then you're going to get too much kale, will cause fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness. I've seen people faint, have blurry vision, you name it. So this, I'm going to say, is not hell no kale, but at least go ahead and be a little cognizant that you're going to do it in moderation. I think eating it, if you're on blood pressure medication, I would say absolutely no. That's just my opinion. Consult your physician and check about drug food interference with it because it's a powerhouse. It's a powerful food. It really does work. So, you know, kale for me, I mean, it really is considered one of the healthiest foods around. I remember the first time I had it. This was, oh, I'd say 30 years ago. I'm going, this stuff is bitter. Who would ever eat this? But, you know, I've spent my lifetime ingesting, you know, tremendously vile things, whether it's MSM, whether it's things that, you know, almost taste like dog poop, even though I've never tasted dog poop, but I can pony up. I've tasted vile herbs. I've tasted remedies and foods in my life. So what the heck? I ponied up and I had it. Well, what I believe I was having that reaction. You've heard me say this about my beet broth. If it tastes good for you, guess what? You don't need it. Your body has homeostasis. If those beets taste vile and they're bitter, guess what? You need it. All right? Sometimes other foods on the other side, if they taste vile to you, stay away from them. This is one of those opposites. The beet soup was one thing then if it tastes vile, you need it. That liver is craving that. If it tastes great, well, liver's in good shape. Well, for me, kale was so bitter. And then I started reading. This is when I first became a health coach. I had been hyperthyroid for my whole life. Now, I'm not a very big person. And you think, oh, well, people that are low thyroid, they're always overweight and they have weight issues. No, I don't have that. I'm low thyroid. See, I'm atypical. But check this out. If you have thyroid issues, if you are low thyroid, just like I ponied up and I thought it was bitter, I stayed clear of kale because it does not do well with thyroid issues, because raw kale is called pro-goitrin. That's what the Latin word is. See, it's got goiter in it, pro-goitrin, all right? Pro-goitrin blocks your thyroid from working right. Okay, it stops your, the pro-goitrin, if you have too much, stops your thyroid from absorbing iodine. Well, your thyroid thrives on iodine. The lack of iodine absorption, obviously, as we know, can cause severe health situations. We covered this pretty big, the digestion thing, because it's such a high fiber food. Remember, if you process things slowly, stay away from too much fiber, because too much fiber, if you have a sluggish colon, it will just ferment and just stay in there. And then remember, your tummy blows up and there you go. Okay. Gas and bloating, you know, is not a fun thing. All right. If you don't like the taste, just remember that Olivia Newton-John song, listen to your body talk, except for the beet juice and the beet broth, because if you don't like the taste, you need to have it. But everything else, if it's not something you like, then just listen to your body talk and go into it gradually, which I did with kale. And I take about a quarter cup in my Green Miracle drink twice a week. That's it. Okay? Don't force yourself to eat it. So, yes, kale has a lot of nutrients in it. Okay? It helps. The biggest thing is it binds the calcium that you ingest. So there are other foods that have more nutrients than kale and actually are better, okay? So that's what we're going to do next week. We're going to get into these foods. You're going to really want to come back for part two on this. Guess what they are? There's seaweed. Number two is salmon. Number three is garlic. Number four is spinach. Number five is blueberries. Number six, egg yolks. And number seven is dark. These are things that you can do as an overall immunity for full body health. And you can say hail for kale in just a small dose. But those seven, these seven are just absolutely amazing. They're absolutely amazing from the standpoint that they will create something in your body, which variety. It's kind of like, think about when you were dating. Ladies, when you were dating and you hadn't settled on one man, then you have to be kind of adaptable and manage the relationships, the good and the bad. But actually your nutrition needs to be like you were dating several men all at once. Because when you do all of these man foods, I'm going to call them, together, seaweed, salmon, garlic, spinach, blueberries, egg yolks, and dark chocolate, and do them all together with a little bit of your kale, it's like having a smorgasbord when you were single and dating. So if you want a lot of nutrients, I'm going to leave this here, and then we'll take this up next week on Hail for Kale, Part two. But if you want a lot of nutrients without many calories, well, there's a way you can strategize and take your supplements. But remember, supplements hardly replace a healthy diet. The better way is to get all your nutrients from nutrient-dense foods and then just use a little bit of supplementation See, you've got these sensational seven. Think about, we've got vegetables in there. You've got seafood, cocoa, fruit, and eggs. It's a great combination. And if you are vegetarian, leave out the salmon, and I'll let you know next week about your omegas 3, 6, and 9. They'll be oh so fine. But just remember, hale for kale, treat it like the brand new vegetable du jour, especially for the millennials. But know that this super duper food must be revered and used in a small amount and in a concise amount for you, your health. Remember, un cuerpo, una vida, one body, one life. You wouldn't put apple juice into your Lamborghini. You wouldn't even put super duper octane and fill it with, when you change the oil, if it said 7 quarts of oil, you're not going to put 8. Just think, well, it's so much more, it's going to be so much better. No, you're going to put the right amount. And that is listening to your body talk, making this great new fatalicious kale something that can really give you the hell yeah, my skin looks great, my body feels great, and you can be that much greater for you, your nutrition, and your immunity. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. Okay, good. So the glug, glug, glug philosophy doesn't work with kale. So you can take it, but you got to use it in moderation. That's good. So more is not necessarily better. Great information. Great information, because I don't want to sound like, you know, my cousin Vinny in front of the judge, where he's like, I don't know if I actually ever had a grit. You know, I don't think he did that before. But I don't know. Maybe someone snuck in a kale, but it's not something I go shopping for. I kind of stayed away from it. But now I guess we can buy some and in moderation kind of add those to some of those smoothies that my wife makes and maybe some other stuff that you're going to go over on a future radio show. So we're going to be back on Building Fortune Radio. Make sure you check her out. Go to Health Coach Jodee, J-O-D-E-E. .com and be able to pick her up over there. And then, of course, if you go to buildingfortressradio.com/Jodee, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And Jodee, good luck and great fortunes with whatever you're working on this week with fighting the good fight. I know you're going to be you really do amazing things all the time, beyond the call of duty, the stuff that nobody people just they never expect you to be able to go and do all the wonderful things that you do on their behalf as well as other people. So I wish you the best of success. And for those people that are going to meet with you, they have no idea what's going to happen after they meet with you. So I know things are going to go your way. Thanks for being here, everybody, on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll catch you next time. And keep us up to date. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening Bye-bye. To Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.